However, the king hoped still to save his dear child altogether from the threatened evil. So he ordered that all the spindles in the kingdom should be bought up and burnt. But all the gifts of the first 11 fairies were in the meantime fulfilled, for the princess was so beautiful and well-behaved and good and wise that everyone who knew her loved her. It happened that on the very day she was 15 years old, the king and the queen were not at home, and she was left alone in the palace. So she roved around by herself and looked at all the rooms and chambers, till at last she came to an old tower, to which there was a narrow staircase ending in a little door. In the door there was a golden key, and when she turned it, the door sprang open, and there sat an old lady spinning away very busily. "Why, how now, good mother," said the princess. "What are you doing there?"
"Spinning," said the old lady, and nodded her head, humming a tune, while buzz went the wheel.
"How prettily that little thing turns around," said the princess, and took the spindle and began to try and spin. But scarcely had she touched it before the fairy's prophecy was fulfilled. The spindle wounded her, and she fell down lifeless on the ground.